Ground LED mobile, monitoring 7-4.
KI-7, QMP mobile listening on T-6.
WDA-DX mobile, 1-4.
WDA-DX, KI-7, QMP, 20.
Well, good morning, sir. Fancy meeting you here. You must be up early, really, if you're already getting into this.
I'm getting close to Charlevoix right now. Where am I? Old Orchard something or other road, I guess.
Yeah, understood. Well, I honestly just got out on the road. I'm working in the shop, at least today. From what I understand, I'm going to be there all week, so there you go.
Mode, so I'm getting up early now. 5 a.m. is my wake up time now.
That's usually me. If I'm out on the road somewhere, I'm usually up at 5, off on the road by 6 a.m. Just depending on where I gotta go. But Drake's been doing a lot of the on road call stuff, so I've been at the shop trying to get the new police car builds done, and that's been a challenge, so.
No, I see him cruising all over the place lately. He's kind of like the road warrior.
Yes, sir. He's kind of taking over my spot there, so I don't know. I might be a little jealous. I enjoyed my road time. I haven't been getting much of that lately.
Yeah,
I heard something about time off and then you dropped out, and I didn't get the rest of that. Well, we lost you all together, so. We'll be around, WDA-DX Mobile. Not holding the repeater at all. WDA-DX mobile. WDA-DX, QSY over to 86.
Here, Hillman's got your dirt. WDA-DX.
YSS, WDA, JVQ. WDA, JVQ, in Petoskey, and I can't hear you. Where's the hoot?
NADMH mobile.
GMH mobile. KB5 CJO. Sounding good. Working good.
Afternoon, sir. NADMH mobile. Got me some lunch here and I'm now back at the shop. So it's just another day, I guess.
Another day, another dollar or half dollar. However you want to look at the economy. But, yeah, good afternoon to you. As you enjoy all that fall, autumn-like weather we had Friday and Saturday. Yesterday seemed like it warmed up quite a bit. It's back to normal. But Saturday and Friday, that was another story. It was a pretty good drop there. A lot of wind chill in the air. Definitely felt like fall.
Well, that's exciting. I did, actually. It was pretty nice. I didn't spend a whole lot of time outside, but I'm not going to complain. It's better than 80 degrees and having the sun beating on me.
I agree. I'd much rather have the cool weather. I don't like the heat. Even 80s is too much for me. That's why I moved up here. Moved out of the south, but yeah, it's definitely really nice AC weather from outside. This week, different story. I think by Wednesday and Thursday, probably back near 90 again. So here we go. Another roller coaster ride. And I think it cools back off by the weekend a little bit. So yeah, it looks like upper 80s, near 90 by the middle of the week.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens. Either way, I'm not going to complain too much. This time of year, I can't really complain about the weather we get. Unless it's like rain for 3 weeks straight, then I might whine about it a little bit. But, you know, having a few days of clouds and not super warm and then a few warm days, I'm not opposed to that.
It seems like mostly storms cut around us from the south to the north of us, but Tragic City seems like it gets right in the middle of that concrete barrier that goes on, and it seems like the outer edges get all the rain. Yesterday afternoon and evening, it was raining pretty good just off to the east of us and north of us, but we didn't get much, just a few drops. Didn't even make it to the ground to wet it. It would dry up about the time it hit. But I think just a few miles east of us, they had some rain, maybe a couple tenths or so. But yeah, we sure could use some more rain. Any kind of moisture is nice, and just as long as it doesn't last, like you said, for 3 weeks in a row, we're doing okay.
Yep. But anyway. All right, well, I heard noises, so I figured I'd throw my call. I'm going to eat my lunch here and probably catch you out here at some point later. I'll jump on. I usually jump on here on my way home from work, so you might catch you then. 73, KB5ZJO on 8DMH.
Eating lunch myself while I'm going through radios, but I just figured I'd better jump on it since it was lunchtime. Heard you in there, thought we'd come back and say hi. It's usually on. It's actually one of the Motorola's. It's one of the, 1250? Mobile, the M1250? But yeah, I've got this one and I think three other repeaters programmed in it. But anyway, I thought I'd try it out. I heard you in there. So appreciate the comeback. KB5ZJO Mobile will be clear.
Station trying to get in there, but you're just not making it. Okay, they vary each. Yeah, just caught indistinguishable voices there. Didn't catch much. Yeah, station's still trying to get in there. You are way down in the mud, not making it out. KDVH, Mobile, Traverse City.
W8RPM mobile.
W8RPM, W2PT.
Hello, W8RPM mobile. You, still at the, secondary residence?
Yep. Actually, I'm just going up and, should blow you in here, huh? It just kept kicked off. Be right back. Alright, W8RPM, W2PUT mobile. Alright. Piglet is no longer thirsty, and we're rolling.
What you doing in Sheboygan?
Oh, just passing through on my way to Menominee.
Oh. Just a day trip?
Nope. Gonna be staying overnight up there. Some project work kicks off tomorrow, so be there for that. Meet the customers. One of those projects that got reassigned to me. Be there for a little bit. Smile, shake hands, kiss some babies, and buy some lunch and head back towards Akiak.
I was gonna say, do you have the YL with you, or you left her back at vacation base number 2?
Yeah, no, she's there. Well, her mom is with us this trip, so if her mom wasn't with us, she probably would have tagged along, but yeah, it's just me heading up there. I should be in town, I don't know, roughly, I'm guessing probably about 4:30 their time.
Phone, hold on.
W2PT.
All right, I'm back if I'm still making it. I'm getting way south.
KE8FZW, Monkey.
KE8FZD, Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Zulu Delta.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Fantastic. Long time no talk. How have you been?
Oh, we're doing good here. Yeah, it's been a while.
Are you still on a handheld? How are you opening the Sheboygan better than the Rockford Tower? Are you still in the Sioux?
Oh, yeah, I'm still in the Sioux. I got a repeater in my backyard that's connected to the 7-4.
Ah, that explains it. I've got a new, I don't know what this thing is, the FTM 500D. So still learning all the settings and playing with it.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I didn't get any mobiles in the Fusion range yet, so yeah, we're just been playing around with repeater stuff.
Oh, I haven't figured out how to work Fusion. About a month ago, we went up to New York, and I was messing with it all the drive up and all the drive back, and at some point, I heard something, but I still having a hard time figuring that technology out with, like, the different rooms that it has and populating them, and it's, there's nothing near me in Ludington, so I pretty much can only do it while I'm tooling down the road away from home. So, is there one up here at all?
I have the only Fusion repeater in the Sioux, Michigan side. There should be something close by you, I thought. I thought the West Michigan Fusion group had a repeater near you. But maybe not. But no, I'm the only one in the EU Peter, so I get the youngest grabbing at everything.
And congratulations on the newest baby. You're at 3 now?
Yeah, we have 3. Maybe she wants to go say hi. Want to say hi? Say hi.
Well, mine's chattering in the back seat. Annalyn, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Oh, no. Now she'll be quiet as soon as we want her to speak.
So how's Jackie and the kids and life going?
Oh, well, yeah, we're all doing good. She keeps grabbing up the radio mic, but anywho. Yeah, Jackie's just at work in Iris and Lily, they're in school, so. But yeah, it's a beautiful day up this way. So you're traveling north now, you must be seeing your, going up to your mom and dad.
Hey, firm, we're going over to Detour. My sister, her husband, rented a house for a few days. They spent the weekend there, and now they invited my other sister and my mom to come across from Drummond Island, and my niece and her son, and maybe her husband. We're sort of like a mini family reunion for my mom's immediate kids and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So, headed up today, and then we're either headed back first thing Wednesday or Tuesday night after dinner. I'm not 100% sure yet. Part of it's going to depend on how much energy I have to make this drive. There's a lot of road construction. And there's Annalyn being a chatty little Kathy from the back seat.
Oh, very good. So, yeah. Yeah, if you stay on this repeater, you can probably do pretty well over there in the Detour area. So, but anywho, we'll be around, so, not much going on here, just normal school stuff, so school just started here, so, actually last week. Maybe we'll see some eyeballs eventually.
I don't think we're going to make it up all the way this trip, but I've been having a hankering to get back to the Sioux. It's been, four years since I've been up there. So definitely due to make it back up that far and see you guys and say hey and let all the girls get together. How's the fire department been going? Keeping you busy?
Oh, it's been steady, so... But, yeah, not much really new. Would you get a new, I think you've probably seen the new engine there just recently. Last summer? Yeah, last summer we got a new engine. So that was kind of exciting. So we're getting our other tanker pumper refurbished. So that's, so we're down an engine. So, but, yeah, we're, it's been going pretty good and been steady, so area's been growing up quite a bit, so we're trying to see what we can do to possibly expand our haul a little bit or possibly get a new one. So a lot of residential development is happening in the township and some possibly more... and possible more rental units, partner buildings are going up, so we'll see what happens.
That'll be awesome. I bet the Sioux doesn't look anything like I remember it from college. What's drawing all the people in for the influx and growth?
Right now, a lot of it is from the Sioux Locks project. So right now we're doing pretty good with population, that's for sure. But that's going to be done here next maybe 7 years, so I don't know what it's going to look like after they leave.
That's that new super lock, the redone Poe, I think it was, or whatever they were talking about when I was up there?
Yeah, that's the one. So I can't keep the lock straight either. It's one of the ones that they were, was too small for EU, so they're making it too, so whatever they're called, the Megalock or whatever, so.
Awesome. Fire department down there has been slow this year. We're barely at 500 calls, so we're probably going to wind up 100, 150 short of the last couple of year average. We did just have a couple different structure fires in the last week, 7 days? Yeah. Had a big one on, I don't even remember what night, Monday night, something like that. that we then caught a rekindle on because we missed a spot. And then yesterday there was another house fire we were mutual aid company to just north of us. But that's the first structural fire we've seen in a long time. Back in July, we conducted live fire house evolutions on an acquired structure. So that got worn, melted the forks off a couple helmets, and watched have them watch fire growth and stuff while they're in it, and then a couple of them we'd light the rooms and make them crawl in and attack it as a room and contents fire. So fantastic training, and it paid off on the big structure fire we had earlier this week that was in the city. Those were some of the worst fire conditions that I've ever personally operated on in 17 years. It was impressive. So, KE8FZD for identity.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. For that area, yeah, I guess you are a little short on calls. Well, I'll be darned. So, well, again, maybe you guys are doing too good of a PR. But, I mean, you are pretty good, too, so. Yeah, we're still doing just fire. I think you guys still do the MFR stuff, so yeah, we didn't get into that yet, but it's slowly coming, I believe, here, so we'll see how that goes. Our two fire has definitely been calling us more to just about all the, almost to most of the medical calls they've been, in the township they've been calling us to go do and help them out with, so. It's probably coming eventually, but
yeah, we still run a bunch of MFRs. We only run priority ones in the city because we just can't, from a volunteer standpoint, we can't take priority ones and twos. There's just not enough of us to take that kind of call load. I haven't ran many, if any, medical calls in almost the years, in the last year or so, ever since Annalyn was born. I decided it wasn't worth the time and kept getting dragged out of the house for something that's been bothering somebody for a week, and they decide to call, and I'm working a bunch, and I didn't wanted to stop taking the time away from my family for a minimal value add. So if it's a bad enough medical, I'll run it. A couple drownings, carbon monoxide poisoning, bad PIs. Normally, if it's a PI, we go for JAWS, and I still run JAWS. So, but it's been quite a relief to take that off of me.
Okay, that's for sure. So, yeah, very good. Yeah, you gotta have the, definitely gotta make time for the family. That is most important. So, anyways, yeah, I'm gonna go to see if I can manage to go to the bathroom with this little one here around, so.
Oh, I'm familiar with that challenge. Sounds good, Brad. I'll shoot you a text if I'm driving around or whatever, but I'll be monitoring this repeater. It's a VKE8FZD, clear and monitoring.
All right, yep, we'll catch you later. KE8FKW.
Station's running it on 2-6 and TC. It's pretty weak. You're breaking the squalls, but not much else. Which is saying something, because I think that the system would need to hear your tone in order to do that. So, I mean, you've got enough signal to make it beep, but that's about it. That ain't CN. November 8, Charlie November Mobile.
Yeah, I know that call. I think we've worked before. I want to say you're in Traverse, but I don't know for sure. W8RPM.
W8RPM. Yes, we have worked before. Although I think it was several months at minimum. So, yes, here in Traverse City. And just got done unexpectedly a little earlier than I thought I was going to get done today. So, I'm toying with the idea of seeing how many times I can go around this roundabout without someone getting mad at me.
I'd say it was in the spring. I think I was on my way back up here from being downstate. I know we talked for a while. My name is Ron Robert Oscar November. I'm sorry I don't recall yours. I do definitely recall by now. I'm us having some discussion. Well, hoping beautiful weather here. Northbound on 75 between Gaylord and Mackinac. And a lovely late summer day in northern Michigan.
Absolutely. Ron, the name's Joe. Good to meet you again. And for the curious, I have completed one revolution in the roundabout. And my Prius engine hasn't even turned on yet. I'm doing this completely on battery power. So it's a silent circle, I guess. Into the second rotation here. So, see how far I can go before someone gets mad at me.
Well, I'm sort of missing your point. You're saying one complete revolution. I don't know what that means around what or where. But, yeah, batteries are good if they work for you. Nobody that does any serious commuting there. Battery tech's not there yet, and I'm not against it. I just don't think it's ready for prime. And I'm really disappointed that all time and effort and money and motivation that was really doing well on moving towards fuel cells seemed to be replaced by the whole EV thing, and I think that's are going to continue to evolve. Said one day they may be a lot more suitable for the general public than they are today, but man, I still think I think that's where long-term future's at.
Well, I made it five times around a traffic circle. Traverse City went through this thing where they were replacing busy intersections with traffic circles, so, I don't know. I like them trying to misbehave, you know. Ain't nobody supposed to drive around those things five times, but hey, then there's me. But, traffic started getting heavy, and I'm like, I'm going to be in the way if I keep doing this, so I don't like to be in the way. I like to have fun, but I don't like to be in the way, so I called it quits after five. But, well, this Prius is from 2007, and it's got 223,000 miles on it, so it beat out my old Ranger. And it's still on the original battery pack. So, ready for prime time, at least for this car, I would say it is. However, it's still got the gas engine. And neither that or the battery packs have needed significant repair. I think the biggest project I did was put a lift kit on this car. Everything except for that has been brakes and oil changes. So, you know what? No, there was a... there was a wheel bearing that got really noisy a few years back. Other than that, nothing major. My father-in-law has had three Priuses, ranging from 2004 through 2011, and he has replaced two battery packs, and the company that he found to do it for $2,500 drives you the new battery pack. And it's a rebuilt one, and they drive their delivery car back on your old pack, if it's possible, so that they can get an idea of how much it's going to cost them to redo it. But I am not sold on EVs yet. My father-in-law bought one of those. He's got a Chevy Volt, and he's had a lot of problems with that. So, I mean, I think hybrid is that notch. Like, you can still go places. This thing routinely gets 50 miles to the gallon, and it's a super old vehicle. So, but I agree with you. I think fuel cells could have gone a lot further, and maybe that's the answer, a hybrid fuel cell battery system.
Yeah, I have some friends and family that worked at Ford. A couple retired already, a couple still there, and various different engineering departments, and some of the group that's right there in those buildings by Greenfield Village, right where the village is, they were really hot and heavy into it. And they were making progress, and I think to where just another year or two worth of tweaking, and they would have had a viable product, and the whole direction changed. Their staff got cut, their funding got cut, their budgets got cut, you know, they're like, but we don't care, you go do this, you know. And no, I'm not a pure EV fan. I think it's risky in northern climates, and again, maybe one day it won't be, but today it is. And yeah, I've never owned a hybrid, but I know people that have owned them. It seems like a really logical mix, you know. Kind of best of both worlds, and still's got a fair margin of safety in it. So I don't know. You know, cars in general, I mean, they're losers. They're a necessary evil to modern Western society. Unless you want to go live in the villages and drive a golf cart.
That was weird. The repeater just dropped right out on me. But it's funny you mentioned that. We week before last took our family down through Greenfield Village and that, and a lot of the historic cars in that building are pretty neat to look at. They've got the Kennedy car and everything, so that was a fun trip. And the museum was really good too. We bought a membership. We're planning on go a couple times this winter too, just to break up the monotony of the icy season. So, but and the kids really liked it too. And I could have spent way more time than we did. But for a while there was a couple guys in Interlochen that were advertising doing fuel cell conversions on cars, and I noticed they're gone now too. And I gotta say, I was really curious about what they might have been doing there. NACN.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, you know, I grew up just a couple miles away from Greenfield Village. I've been there a bunch of times. My brother actually worked there after he had retired from Chrysler and Jeep Truck, no less. And he was a very integral part of that organization for a while. He had an amusement license so he could run the Ferris wheel and the train. He did a lot of very intricate repairs, metal model making, and working on, he rebuilt the clock in the tower. He worked on the merry-go-round and the trains quite frequently, and it was one of his favorite jobs. The problem was it was 2-hour intensive, and he couldn't come to a compromise with them to let him work less, and finally it just got to the point where in his early 70s he's just like, okay, I'm done.
That's funny. We my favorite thing to do is talk to the people that work there, and after the guy gave the intro on the merry-go-round, I ended up talking to him for a while, and, you know, my family wanted to buy the pass to ride around on the cars and stuff, too, and one of the guys that was driving one of the Model Ts was telling us about how it was one of 200 that were built for a special event and never really got, quote-unquote, an actual VIN, because they were a repro and the federal government shut it down or something, so, but they built them anyway, and got talking to their motor fleet manager about how they go about managing a fleet of, you know, 1,400 plus year old vehicles. And and I said, I got to imagine there's a secret parts stockpile somewhere. He said he couldn't either confirm or deny that they were set for quite a while. And what prompted the conversation was watching, you know, just people that were riding these cars get in and out of them like they were, like the kid slammed the door and the guy was hanging off the side. And I'm like, man, this is a 100-year-old car and you're just treating it like it's a Ford Escort or something. It's just astounding to me.
Well, you know, what's really amazing is how many of them are still running. How many of them are still on the road in some form, whether it's in a museum or whether it's, you know, some guy's Sunday hobby. But it really is a testament to how they were built, you know. And there's lots of old cars around, but none of them in the quantity and the serviceable, road-ready, you know, drivable condition as the Model A's and Model T's.
Yep, and they were running them around all day. I think they got a lunch break, but there were different workers on the break, so they just kept them going. So, well, Ron, I'm just about to pull in here, so it was great talking to you this afternoon. Hope you have a great day. I'm going to knock off and relax for a little bit. We'll talk to you later. I'll be clear after your last. WRPM, NACN Mobile.
Okay, Joe, very good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it there. I'm glad you bought a pass. You know, having a little bit of inside information, I have my own opinions as to how the places run. You know, they do a wonderful job overall, but I think that they've put a little too much emphasis in remaining relevant and reinventing themselves. You know, the Henry Ford transition was just a ridiculous waste of money. And, you know, anybody over 40 or certainly over 50 is still going to continue to call it Greenfield Village and Henry Ford Museum. All that rebranding stuff was just fluff. And, you know, they do a lot of stuff that's fluff. And now it's starting to border on woke, and it just annoys me because it's so unnecessary. The place speaks for itself. It is itself. It does its own thing. And, you know, it doesn't need tweaking. It ain't broke. Don't fix it. You know, that's my whole thing. But if you've never been, or if you have the slightest interest in, you know, whatever type of historical event they have going on, you know, from old-fashioned days, old festival, to some of the exhibits they've had in there, the Beatles, some of the aviation stuff, certainly the ham radio stuff, early radio, early TV. It really is a cultural icon and a cultural gem. I just hope that they maintain the flavor and character of it and don't try to screw it up or don't try to modernize it and in doing so screw it up. So. All right, Joe, look for you again. 73 to Grand Traverse County from Sheboygan County. W8RPM. See ya.
And 8UH Mobile.
All right, Tom, you're getting in there. A little crackly, but you're making it in. And that starts in. This is KTTC.
KLC, KTTY, testing, testing, before the net.
You're also crackly, but readable as well.
Does that sound any better, WB8WY?
Tom, huge improvement.
Yeah, it's a beam setting. 2 degrees. Thanks. WB8WY is clear.
Hey Glenn, how is this sounding? I'm on the VMR patch up in Putnam Bay.
Drake is sounding excellent. Very good. Good evening, everybody. It's time for the Travis Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications OxCom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn Kennedy. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherry Lane Amateur Radio Club Mesh Net using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse. Authorization for use of this repeater is provided by the Cherry Lane Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to our fellows listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please check the 444.35 Munson repeater. If this repeater is not working, please go to 1458 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will apply for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. Nothing heard. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your name and slowly say your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Drake, November 8th, Delta Mike Hotel.
NAWK, Ward.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
KWPE.
Jim, November 8th, Tango, Charlie, Zulu.
KDA, SDA.
Mike, AI6XQ.
Mark, KC8ZAP.
Andrew, KN4KGO.
Jeff, November 8, Echo XA.
All right, we've got quite the group for tonight. We've got Drake, NADMH, Ward, NAWK, Kevin, KF8AGY. I've got Dave, KWPE. I've got Jim, NATCZ. Bob, KB8SVJ. Mike, KI6XQ. Mark, KC8ZAP. Andrew, KN4TEO. Jeff, N8EX. Anybody else?
Kilo, Echo 8, Fox, Julie, Whiskey.
Kilo, Delta 8, Victor, Echo, Fox, Julie, Whiskey. What's your first name?
There is a double.
Let's go with KE8FJW, your first name.
Oh, first name here is Brad, located to St. Mary's.
And we had another station double. Station checking in, please try again.
Kilo, Delta 8, Victor, Echo, Papa, I'll be in and out.
Victor, Echo, Papa, we got you in there. All right, let's go to the top loose with Drake, NADMH. Drake, your location, if you've got any messages to pass.
NADMH, mobile, location at Sutton's Bay on M204, and no traffic.
Ward, NAWK, location, any messages to pass?
Ward, NAWK, Bryant Park, no traffic. Back to you.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KF8AGY. Location is Spider Lake, and I have no tonight.
Dave, K8WPE. Dave, your location, any messages to pass?
K8WPE, location west side of Silver Lake, and no traffic tonight.
Jim, NATCZ. Jim, your location, any messages to pass?
Jim, November 8, Tango Charlie Zulu, Elmwood Township, M22, Crane Hill Road, no traffic.
Bob, KB8, SDC. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
ABS, SVJ, mobile in Benzie County, no traffic.
Good signal there, Bob. Mike, KI6XQ. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Mike, Alpha, India 6, XQ, South Lake Littlegaw, no messages.
All right, sorry about the K, Alpha. Let's go to Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mark, KC8ZAP. Location is pretty much the crossroads of 37 and 113. No traffic. Back to that.
Andrew, KN4KEO. Andrew, your location, any messages to pass?
Hi, this is Andrew, KN4KEO, 5 miles south of Lake Ann. No traffic, next.
And our long-distance check-in, Jeff, N8EX. Jeff, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Jeff, Kenai Gorge National Park in Seward, Alaska. No messages, N8EX.
KE8FJW, your location, any messages to pass?
KE8FJW, hold on a minute, sir, I thought you said FCW. But anywho, right up here, way up here in the Tuesday, very beautiful day. Really, no messages to pass, so other than that, I don't see the 86 repeater in the link there, so. But that, 73, KE8FJW.
All right, thanks for that, Andrew. We'll have Drake check on that. Just a couple of messages. I will be going on vacation this week, so I will be missing next Monday's check-in for the Met. Mike Vandermeer will be opening the building for this Tuesday and next Tuesday. And after that, it will be back to normal. A couple other messages. One, if you have not taken your incident command courses, the ICS 100, 200, 700, 800. We're going to be working at a group, like a one-day get-it-all-done kind of a deal. We'll be talking about that this fall. We also have a brand-new T-Barge GMRS repeater. It's portable. We're going to talk about how to use that for any deployments. For those of you who would like Munson ID badges, I am working on that. There's a two-hour training class. And one of the nice things about a month's badge is it gets you into just about any hospital. Plus, you get a ton of benefits from merchants in the Grand Traverse area. That's it for me. More is coming. I'll probably get a newsletter out in October. And, again, we'll know more about the incident command courses as we go. So stay tuned. No digital traffic. We will practice the next time I'm back in town. All right, that's it for me. Thank you all for checking in. I do like the rapid-fire approach which you're using, which will be needed in an emergency situation. But now it'll be time for the Shelland Amateur Radio Group net, and again, to get a chance to talk a little bit more. All right, thank you all for checking in. This is KGTC. Take it away, Shelland Amateur Radio Club.
Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie, checking in.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. KGTC, WX1J. Welcome, everybody, to the Monday Evening Social Hour. It's Monday. The MeshNet and the use of the WATCM repeater is authorized by the Amateur Radio Club as a sponsored club activity. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net, or MeshNet, is to connect and build our ham community and to communicate information of interest to the amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet. This is Whiskey X-Ray 1 Juliet, WX1J. My name is Scott. I'll be the next control station again this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. Before we open the check-ins, a quick reminder that Tuesday morning is breakfast with hams at JNS Hamburg on South Airport Road near Garfield. 9 a.m., everybody's welcome, and it's a great time. And then tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., is project night, and we'll meet at New Approaches Center, 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City. All members are welcome to attend, and all amateur radio operators would love to have you stop by and say hello and take a look at what we're working on. Okay, break. On the MeshNet, we check in three groups. First, time-constrained stations or short-time stations. And then second category is those stations on Echolink. And third, we do final general check-ins where anyone can check in at any time. So I'd like to talk a little bit about tonight's topic. A little background first. NASA has a new object that's placed in orbit. I saw it last night, and you can see it tonight. It's called ACF-3, and it's an advanced composite solar sail system orbiting the Earth, powered only by the radiation from the sun. It's about the size of a tennis ball or a tennis court, and it shines brighter than any of the stars. It moves just like the space station. So if you want to see it tonight, it'll reach its highest elevation at 10:45 p.m., 45 degrees looking out due west. Also, minutes later, the International Space Station will travel from the southwest to the northeast and be at peak elevation of 58 degrees, looking northwest at 11:14. So the topic I propose is, have you seen the space station in the night sky, and have you worked through the ham repeater aboard the ISS? Break. And so this is WATCM, Net Control, for the Monday evening social hour. We will check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You send me your call sign and your first name. I'll acknowledge the station that I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in. This way it helps manage doubles and makes the process a little more efficient. So we'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short-time, time-constrained stations. Because you're time or energy-constrained, I'll take your comments right after this group checks in. First short-time check-in, please call now.
Steve Baker, India, Victoria, Tom and Cadillac. Scott.
There he is. Tom, I have you. Nice signal. WBAWIV, I have you on the list. Next short-time check-in, please. Okay, Tony, I didn't think they'd give you a radio, but anyway, back, I have you on the list. And Mike, I also pulled you out of there on the list, AI6QX, XQ. Let's short-time check-in, please.
Drake, NAVOH, mobile.
Hey, Drake, I have you. Next short-time check-in.
Kilo, Echo 8, Fox, Julie, Whiskey, short-time.
Okay, Brad, I have you on the list. Next short-time check-in.
Kilo, Delta 8, Romeo, Echo, Hotel, Mike.
Mike, you are on the list as well. Next short-time check-in for the Monday evening social hour nap, please call WATCM. Okay, we'll call that our short-time list, and let's go back up to the top of the list to with Tom down in Cadillac. WBAWIV, what is happening? Go ahead with yours and stand by, Tony.
Hey, well, you're happening there, Scott. WBAWIV, thanks for taking the net tonight. To answer your question, yes, I have seen the International Space Station, I think twice, going over Cadillac here in the sky, but no, I have never worked it. So I'd kind of like to do that. That's in the bucket list, but I have to make an effort, I guess. Anyway, I'm short time because I've got to get up in the morning early. I'm working tomorrow, so unfortunately I will not see people at breakfast. I'll be working Friday also this week. But Wednesday and possibly Thursday, I'll be off. Especially Wednesday, I've got too much going on. Anyway, that's the life here. The FT8 is down, but we're waiting for a new interface to come through. Should be early next week. At least get one of the rigs up and running. It blew out the, took out the comm port in the 991 Alpha. Probably RF. I don't know, but I won't make that mistake again. I think I can get it fixed, and there's going to be a whole lot of beads put on cables, that's for sure. Keep RF from getting in. Anyway, that's my story. Everybody have a good evening. Thanks again, Scott, for letting me in here a short time. Take care, everybody. Back to you, Scott. WATCM, WB8WYV. I will be clear. Good evening.
Okay, Tom, appreciate your checking in this evening. Always nice to hear
your beautiful voice. So thanks for letting us know what's happening there in Cadillac. Let's go to Tony, KE8FBZ. Go ahead with your transmission, Tony, and I didn't know they would let you have a radio. And Mike, you're on next.
They let me, they gave me a quarter at the jailhouse, and they said, you're entitled to one phone call. I'm making it now, and I'm saying thanks for taking the net tonight. And with that, I'm in and out. Have a great night. 73.
Okay, very funny. Very funny, Tony. Yeah, hope you're feeling better, and we'll chat with you tomorrow. Mike, ASXQXXQ, let's go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, Drake.
Good evening, Scott. Thanks for taking that, Scott. Yes, I did see the space station a couple times, but have not communicated with it. So it's something that I would like to do. That sounds really interesting. Other than that, just enjoying a quiet, wind-free evening with clear skies. It's gorgeous. That's it for me. Back to you, Scott. And 6XQ.
Okay, Mike. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's nice to see it, and it's really amazing how well you can hear the system, even if you're not able to transmit to it. But just listening on the frequency of the repeater, which is 437.800, when it's going over, you can hear the station pretty loud and clear from 300 miles away on your handheld radio. So it's a ton of fun. All right, I will now go and talk to Drake, NADMH. That's up to you, and stand by Brad.
Good evening, NADMH Mobile. We're southbound on Lake Leona Drive here from Lake Leona. Headed back to the house. Did a little cruise today, or after work, and headed back to the house, and we're probably going to go to sleep at that point, so... Been a productive day. Needed some unwind time, so that's what this is. So there you go. And I did get out my current work vehicle because that's getting replaced tomorrow. So I think I have an idea of what it's going to be, but we'll see what happens. So with that, thanks Scott for picking up the net. And hopefully one of these times I'll be able to fit into the rotation. We're hiring somebody next week. Or I think, yeah, no, they start next week. So hopefully the hours will drop down a little bit. So I'll actually have some time to do something other than work and sleep. So there you go. With that, back to you there, Scott. Thanks again. Hey, give me a small.
Okay, Drake. Sounds good. And hope your new car is a Lamborghini. It'll get you around the state a lot faster. So good luck with all of that. Thanks for checking in. And glad you have a nice evening for a drive. Brad up in the Sioux, KE8FJW. Go ahead, please. Stand by, Mike.
Good evening, Scott. The rest of the group here. This is KE8FJW. Up here in the Sioux St. Marie, where it is, starting to cool off, that's for sure. It's 59 degrees and a beautiful sunset, that's for sure it was. And yeah, I've seen the space stations a few different times over passing here in the Sioux. I used to work night shift for a long time, and quite a few different times. I tried working a couple times, and so I think I made one contact. But other than that, yeah, well, it's fun. So I think the hike just should be down by now. So get out there and work that, a crossband repeater? So there you go. Anywho, back over to you. Everybody have a good evening and 73s. Catch you all next week. Hey, 8FJW.
Okay, Brad, thanks. Thanks again for joining us this evening. Thanks for checking in. And glad the weather's starting to turn for you up there. A little bit of, it's supposed to heat up in the next couple of weeks, so we'll see what happens with that. But right now it's about seasonally appropriate and a little bit cool. Easy to work the space station. You can do that with just your handheld and normal antenna.
helps if you have a big directional antenna, but it can be done just like it is or your mobile radio. So anyway, thanks for checking in. Mike KD8REH, please go ahead with yours, and we will go to the Echo Link.
Thanks, Scott. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. Yeah, I've worked the crossband repeater on the space station probably a dozen times or so. I got pretty competitive there for a while trying to get into it. It was about 4 years ago or so, and it was always busy. Every time it would make a pass over, it was just always, always busy. But, yeah, like I said, I've gotten into it probably about a dozen times or so, made a few cool contacts off it. And other than that, not a whole lot else going on. We'll pass it back over to you.
Okay, Mike, thanks. And we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at Project Night. I think I'll plan to be there. That's my game plan at the moment, so that's good. And, yeah, it's getting into the cross-band repeater is sometimes a little bit of a challenge. You've got to be pretty quick on your on your uptake of who you want to call. Of course, we try to do that on field day, and that's craziness because everybody and his grandmother's uncle is up there trying to get on this repeater as well. So anyway, it can be done. It can be fun, and I appreciate you checking in this evening. Thanks a lot, Mike. Let's go to Echo Link. First Echo Link check-in, please call now.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
This is WA8LMF, Stephen, downstate in Hazlitt.
Zero
well,
Delta
Jeff,
9,
Stephen, I have you.
Next
Echo Link check-in.
Here is November 8, Whiskey, Charlie, Bravo. Dave in Sterling Heights.
Dave, I have you as well. Next Echo Link check-in, please.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Yankee November Uniform. Dave in New Haven. Good evening.
All right. Dave, I have you as well, K-E-8-Y-N-U. And is there anybody else on Echo Link this evening?
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Oh, it's going to land office business in Echo Link. That's great. Kevin, I have you. Any additional check-in for Echo Link? Hearing none, we'll open up for all check-ins, general check-ins. Anyone who missed the short time can jump in. Anybody on Echo Link who didn't get the trigger pulled fast enough, so you can jump in. And any general check-ins for this evening's Monday Evening Social Hour Net. This is W8TCM in the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. First general check-in, please call now. Dave, I have you. Next general check-in.
This is Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha, Golf Yankee.
And Kevin, you are on the list. Nice signal tonight. Next check-in for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net.
8YZR Scott.
Okay, K-E-8-Y-Z-R, it's us. I have you. Next, check-in for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net.
K-C-8-Z-A-T, Mark.
Mark, I have you. Next check-in.
John, N-4-D-W.
And John, you are on the list as well. Next check-in for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Okay, none heard, but we'll give us a start. Let's go to N-8-E-X, Jeff. Please let us know what's happening and with you, and stand by, Stephen.
Well, hello, Scott, and everyone out there. It's Jeff up in Seward, Alaska, NADX. Yeah, we've had a busy week. Right now I'm cooking, getting the fajitas ready. It's 4:28 here, and the kids will be hungry, and Mom's way up in Anchorage, so I've got to give them something to soothe them before they tear me apart for the evening. And we had the Matanuska Amateur Radio Association ham swap this Saturday. That was up in Big Lake by Wasilla. So went up there for that. Got to meet some of the hams I talked to on the state nets. One of the directors at Mel KL7GG, which was fun talking with him. And there's another ham, Jeremy KL7 Echo Charlie, that does he has a big YouTube channel where he does CODA and stuff on there and uses drones and stuff. So chat with him a bit. It may be on the video because he had his mic on the camera pointing at me and that. But it was kind of interesting about how he does everything and his projects coming up. And I bought a ICOM 718 to put to use. Have an idea for that. Go ahead and pause a sec. Okay. And we have Moosehorn Amateur Radio Club Festival on our that's in the Kenai Borough locally over in Kenai, 90 minutes, miles away in 2 weeks. So we'll kind of be coordinating with the Borough EOC and get situated and talk to the other group of hams we didn't see up there. So it's ham season. I guess there's another Fairbanks is having their festival next, the beginning of next month. So we might do the 8-hour drive. We'll have to see. But other than that, it's 50 degrees. It's been kind of grizzly. We're supposed to get sun after Wednesday. And we had moose coming to the yard. Had a couple bear encounters this week, black bears. And my mom also had one down at Barbon Lake where she's at in Traverse City. And everything else is going well. So I'm going to turn it back to you, Scott, and ADX.
Beautiful report, Jeff. I tell you, life is not dull in your world, is it? That's just an amazing amount of the animals coming through and all the stuff going on. And it won't hold it long, so you can go get your kids fed. But I did, your friend KL7EC was on the POTA yesterday and today, and I spent the better part of 30 minutes trying to see if I could pull him out from the noise level, and it was just not possible. But I made two other contacts with people in Alaska, but I would like to catch up with this guy. He and two other guys have set up a POTA station where they're operating three bands at the same time. So obviously it would be fun to try to tackle them. So thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week. WA8LMF, Stephen in Hazlitt. Please go ahead and stand by Dave in Sterling Heights.
Okay, this is WA8LMF, Stephen in Hazlitt outside East Lansing, Michigan. Three items of note this week. First, talking about receiving a repeater on the space station. Remind you that they also have a PRS digipeater on VHF, 145.825, plus or minus Doppler. And I monitor that 24/7 as part of my APRS iGate system here at the house, along with the normal terrestrial 2-meter frequency of 144.39. And when stuff comes through the space station digipeater, it gets plotted on my North American continent APRS map, which is visible at waatlmf.net/map. As I say, that's listing 24/7 for the space station digipeater. Next item, I did go to the Findlay Ham Fest this weekend just over. I actually drove down Saturday and camped out in Studio B, my radio trailer, and then was there on site already set up for the Ham Fest on Sunday. Just a reminder, this coming Sunday is more or less the last HamFest of the outdoor season here in Michigan. Adrian will be happening this coming Sunday. The third item, after 500,000 mobile miles, my Panasonic Toughbook laptop, that's my mobile Digimodes and Apper's terminal in the car that's been in three different cars, baked and frozen and shaken by diesel engine vibration. My Toughbook CF51 finally died en route to Colorado a month ago, and I've now got it replaced with a new Toughbook CF53. It's part of the same family. Refurb from Amazon. That machine is about an 8-year-old design, but still very competent for running ham software.
I was astonished to see how incredibly faster the CF-53 was than the 51. Now, the 51 was a 32-bit machine. The 53 is a 64-bit machine, quad-core processor with a 15 gigs of RAM and a terabyte solid-state drive. And I've spent most of the last week now moving all my ham software that I use mobile into that machine. And it absolutely flies compared to the last one. And to give it a real torture test, well, I should mention this thing also, I was shocked to discover it has an HDMI port on it, which the old one didn't. The old one was just VGA. So I took it upstairs and hooked it up to the living room TV to see how the HDMI port worked. And I was flabbergasted to see that it puts out 4K Ultra HD through the HDMI port. And looking at maps on a full 4K display, that is truly impressive. Anyhow, I got the machine loaded with all the ham software, and then did a torture test to see how the machine could run all this stuff at once. I had MapPoint loaded, three copies of the UIView Apps program, DeLorme Topo USA, the Vera high-performance soft modem, the UZ7HO sound modem packet, a copy of Photoshop 9, and with all that running at the same time, I was only showing a 4-8% load on the CPU. It just screams. It's really impressive. And I road tested it for the first time on the way down to Findlay and back. And the display is about 10 times as bright. The old one had a vacuum fluorescent display backlight. This has the modern white LEDs, and it is so much brighter in daylight, daytime direct sunlight viewing in the car. There's just no comparison. It was an utterly amazing upgrade of what is a family descendant of the same series of Panasonic ruggedized laptops. Anyhow, that's what's been going on here this week. This is WA8LMF. Back to net control.
Okay, Stephen, thank you very much for checking in with us this evening and for all that information. That's an awful lot of information to digest in a short period of time, but appreciate you going through it. I think there's a lot of people who are running older equipment and could benefit by moving up to the newer toughbook. So thanks for all that information. And yeah, you're right about the digipeater on the space station, and that truly is a valuable resource for you in particular, I think. So again, glad you're participating with the space station. Cool. And thanks for the warning also on Adrian Hamfest. This weekend, this Sunday, might be a good time for a drive to Adrian. Appreciate it, Stephen. Thanks for checking in with us. We'll look forward to chatting with you again. Sterling Heights, NAWCB. Dave, you are on, and stand by other Dave.
WATCM, Net Control. This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave, in Sterling Heights. Well, in regard to the space station, no, I have not seen the space station go over or have I had the chance to QSO with them. Wanted to, just hasn't lined up with the time or anything, I guess, to do so. Big thing I'd like to do one of these days is see Northern Lights. Just some of the photos I've seen of Northern Lights is just absolutely spectacular. But one of these days, maybe we'll do one or both. But other than that, we're back up in the 70s today down here. Beautiful day. A chilly Saturday night here. We got down there 46. It was kind of cold when we got up on Sunday morning. But like I say, we're rebounding back this week. Summer's, I guess, not over yet. But big project this week for us. We've got a big maple tree in the far backyard. We're going to have it trimmed up. We've got a branch that's split and So we're going to take care of that and trim it up and clean it up a little bit. Not really what we expected to do, but hey, that's I guess that's fine. So, but we'll get that done. But other than that, great night tonight. A good group out, and we wish everyone 73s. And turn it back over to you, Net Control. NHWCB is Cliff.
Hey, Dave. Thanks a lot. Yes, the Northern Lights, they do appear up here in the solar activity right now. It's at solar sunspot maximum, and it's been kicking off a lot of coronal mass ejections that do the work of lighting up the Northern Lights. We've had them here in Traverse City, and I think they've had them even lower latitudes than that a couple of times this year. So we'll try to keep an eye on it. I try to keep an eye on it on the K-index to see what the storm level looks like. And maybe if we get a warning that's coming up, I might just give you a shout and let you know, because it is pretty impressive stuff. And a great opportunity with your tree, that's a great opportunity if you're somebody who's either got a cherry picker or however they're climbing it, to have them just throw a little rope loop over there with a pulley on it, and you'll be able to hoist the antenna wires left, right, and center. So maybe you can get two for one out of that. Tree trimmed and an antenna pulley up there. Thanks a lot, Dave. We'll talk with you next week. Dave, KE8YNU, please go ahead with your transmission. And stand by, Kevin.
Good evening, all, and that control YNU. Had a good day today. Finished up vacation, and now getting ready to go back to work. Just recently took over as emergency coordinator here for Macomb County, so I've been busy trying to get things and trying to catch everybody else up on future plans here. As far as the space station, I used to work up in northern Wisconsin, and I got an opportunity to see it, go over, but I've never actually got to talk to them. So maybe one day I'll get to do that. But maybe that's a future goal there. But anyway, Matt, and I'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is K8YNU.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for joining us this evening. I appreciate it. And, I hope you have a great week coming up. Let's go to Kevin, KD9WWU. Please go ahead, Kevin, and stand by Doc Dave.
Thank you, Net Control. This is Kevin at KD9 Whiskey Uniform. At the southern end of Lake Michigan and northwest Indiana, and had a very enjoyable weekend on the shores of Lake Michigan at the Indiana State Park. Was able to meet a couple of amateur radio operators there who were from Michigan. One guy was doing POTA, and the other guy was just visiting. So I had a little chit-chat with the guy from the Grand Rapids area. I didn't quite get his call sign, but we had a lot to talk about as far as amateur radio. So I'm starting to get that POTA fever all of a sudden because it's becoming a thing. So, we're looking forward to coming up there next week. I think we're traveling either Monday or Tuesday next week to make it back up north to the Traverse City area. I'm looking forward to meeting all the guys again for breakfast with hands, and we'll be up there until mid-October. So we'll get the changing seasons, and we'll also get to enjoy some delicious Michigan apples. So. Anyway, this is a Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform.
Thanks, Kevin. I look forward to seeing you when you're back up here. That would be nice to be up here for a couple of weeks, and we'll have a chance to catch up. So thanks for checking in this evening, and we'll look forward to talking with you when you're here. Thanks, Kevin. Dr. Dave, K8WPE, please go ahead with your transmission, and stand by, Kevin.
ATY. Well, good evening, Scott, and thank you for taking the net. We have a good group tonight. Just been fun listening to what people are up to and doing. And I have heard the space station quite a few years ago when we lived over on Zimmerman Road. I had a scanner on early in the morning with the space station frequency set in it. That was back in the old days when we could just do general scanning and get all the police, fire, etc. I never made a contact through it, but I've observed a few people making contact through the space station. It looks like fun if your antenna is pointed in the right direction and you are quick on the draw. So anyway, pulled the big boat today, so that means the beginning of the end of the summer toys and fun, and doggone it. This is a general question for other people. Why is it that when you pull your boat, you had a friend with a big pickup and he can back way out of the water and get the trailer out there, when you pull the boat and there are no flaws, you don't screw up in any way, you've remembered all the screw-ups you've done in previous years, and you have a perfect pull, there's nobody there to watch. But just get up there and start making mistakes and hold everybody else up, and there's a line of six cars or trailers wanting to pull their boats. Why is that? That's where you start, because it's a CTE.
Good question, Dave. But I think it's not the way with anything. As long as it's going perfectly fine, there's nobody there. So, I don't know that. Don't know the answer to that question. But I appreciate you checking in this evening, and we'll look forward to talking with you tomorrow morning. Hope you'll be there. If not, we'll check with you a little bit later. KFAAGY, Kevin, you are next in standby stash.
This is KF8CGY. Welcome everybody on the net. So I've been tested and about 3 nights ago there was some interference creeping in. And it's kind of a weird interference. It's regularly spaced and a very thick bandwidth, but it doesn't really do modulate into much of anything. So Doc Dave sent me an article today on systematic sources of interference, and my suspect right now is interference arrives when the gray line crosses over our area, our sunset gray line. And I know I'm crazy, but my wife went for sunrise tomorrow morning and see if that interference goes away. It's not present any other time of the day. To answer your question, I have an app on my my Android tablet. And I've got something called iPhone on it. So it's got a pointer that you can aim in the direction you're facing, and so it shows the arc station that's out across the sky. I thought it was pretty cool being able to see it with the naked eye from my back deck. I did not know, I have not made any contacts through the repeater yet, but that'll be something to try with that new beam I brought to breakfast a few weeks back. Anyway, that's all I've got. Back to you, Scott, and we'll see you guys in the morning.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for checking in this evening and joining us. You're a little bit of dropping out of your signal, and there were sections we missed, but I think we were able to knit together about 50% of what you had said and be able to fill in the blanks. So good luck finding your source of interference. And it's an interesting theory about the gray line, so we'll look forward to more details about that, perhaps over a cup of coffee tomorrow morning. Thanks, Kevin. Thoughts, KE8YZR, please go ahead with your transmission and stand by, Mark.
This is KE8YZR. I don't think I've told anybody yet, but I recently, this August, the 17th, when they did the VE testing in Traverse City, I upgraded to the general ticket, and just a few days ago, I decided to test out my new abilities
to transmit, and I made a few contacts, and the first person I talked to was about 20 miles outside of Indianapolis. I forget his call sign, but we had a 20-minute rag tube for my first contact. I think it was pretty good. But other than, I was on 40 meters, by the way. It was like 11 a.m., but other than that, or 11 p.m., other than that, I haven't really been able to do anything with ham radio because I've been kind of busy with school and football practice, but that's about it that's happened with me. Back to you, KE8YZR Stash.
KE8YZR, W8TCM returning. Stash, great. Congratulations. Nice move to get you, Gerald, and that's going to open up a whole new world for you, so I'm also glad you made a good, successful contact your first shot out. So there is so much going on with the general ticket that you will be constantly amazed once you finish with your football season and you can spend some time on radio season. But anyway, good luck with your football season. Good luck with school, and keep at it. That's a big deal. And congratulations on your general. That's really awesome. Glad to hear it. So thanks for letting us know. KCXVAP, Mark, please go ahead and stand by N4DOU, John. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, good evening. This is Mark, KCXVAP. Sounds like we have a pretty good net tonight, so pretty exciting. In terms of the International Space Station, I think I saw it once. I was visiting some friends up in Houghton Hancock, and we were in their backyard with a little campfire going, and this bright thing went across the sky. It was probably the brightest thing I ever saw that it wasn't an airplane, so it must have been ISS. Anyway, today was a kind of an interesting day, and I harvested some crab apples off of my crab apple tree, and then I have that fermenting in a 1 gallon glass jug now, and we'll see what happens. So aside from that, it was a pretty good day, and so we'll turn this back to the net. This is KC8CAP.
Okay, good news, and congratulations on your farming. So crabby apples, for some reason, I've always used that term, but I have no idea why. But when you mentioned you harvesting your crab apples, I was trying to figure out how you do a crab apple, crabby appleton. So anyway, Mark, thanks a lot for checking in. And, yeah, great net tonight. I appreciate your comments. We'll say goodnight to you, and we'll go over to talk to John, and then I'll do a standby for additional check-ins. John, N4DOU, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, everyone on the net. This is John, N4DOU. Just been enjoying another beautiful day in Traverse City. It's really nice today. Enjoying the nice weather. I have worked with the space station. I have not worked the repeater. I've heard it many times, and I have certainly seen it one time when I was still living in South Carolina, and then a couple of times up here visiting grandchildren, and enjoyed that spectacle with the grandchildren, and seen the Northern Lights while I was up here, and even saw some Starlink satellites after they were launched, all from my daughter's 15 acres out by Five Lake, and there's no light or minimal light pollution out there, so it's been pretty neat. Nothing else much going on here. I've been attempting to repair my daughter's small stove with not much luck, and also spent some time testing with my grandson. He's a freshman at Michigan State, and he's been at their ham club, a radio room, I should say, or a radio station there, and I forget the call sign, but he's been enjoying working with FTA from their setup there at 7300, I noticed, and he seems to be enjoying using that. So with all of that, I may not be there at breakfast tomorrow. I have some work done on my truck, so may not be able to make it, but I'll sure to give it a try. Ben for DOU, back to net.
Awesome. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. And I can't remember, lately, ever since we've encountered you, I keep driving by houses that have a for sale sign on them, and I think of you. So
should probably get your phone number to make sure you've seen all these houses as well. So appreciate you checking in. Thanks for that. And, yeah, I haven't seen the Starlink system yet either, but it was pretty awesome last night seeing the solar sail. That's really quite an interesting one as well. It's just about the same size as the space station in terms of the optical look from the Earth. But it's tumbling, so it gives off sometimes be dark and sometimes be light. Very interesting. So anyway, good luck with all of that, and we'll look forward to seeing with you next time we can, or hearing you next time on the Monday evening social hour net. So we've reached the bottom of the list, and this is WATCM, Net Control, for the Monday evening social hour net. I'd like to stand by for additional check-ins if you have not checked in for tonight's net and would like to do so. This is your opportunity. Please call now. Okay, we've warned people out. It's coming up on the hour as well. So we will listen for it. So we will, being no further check-in, let's go ahead and close down the knot. That. Before we do that, are there any last-minute questions or comments?
Hey, Scott, KY8H, we're in and out. Just give you another number for the check-in. I just got out of fire training, so headed home.
Okay, we'll take that. And that brings us to, Neil, you bring us to 17. So 17 check-ins tonight. That's a pretty good night. I think we're a couple over a normal night, so that's good. All right, this will conclude the Monday evening social hour net for tonight. This net will meet again here next Monday on the same repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as net control under the club call sign WATCM. I'll now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for your participation, your excellent comments, and for being here tonight. So thanks a lot to you all. This is WATCM, and I am clear. WX1J is listening.
NACZ.